When were you born, Jane? When were you born?
What do you want me to talk about?
Just about your life, about you, and about when
where
you were
born.
Mm-hmm.
And
when you were born.
And what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I work in his house for 25 years. That's why they honor me, that people that come, that Presbyterian.
Mm-hmm.
It's a surprise we're still alive. I finished 25 years in Hen's house. You know Hen's house,
mm-hmm.
that take care of the kids?
Mm-hmm.
That's the place I work in. Same time I work at Nandri. 25 years. The time soldiers come up here, you know, long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of soldiers bring it up in Chilkoot. Sometimes 400, sometimes 300, and then we do the laundry for 25 years.
Wow. What was it like in those 50 days?
50 cents an hour. First, you know, long time ago, that was. That's the one Mr. Wiley was talking about. We do the job for 50 cents an hour from the beginning. Everybody would, not only me, everybody make 50 cents an hour with the job. At the cannery, to the same price.
What was Klukwan like?
I was born in Chilkat, you know, hands on this side. The little island over there, it used to be cannery over there, long time ago, 1900 before. The all Klukwan people moved down there. I belonged to Klukwan, my daddy belonged to Klukwan. And then summertime we moved down to work at the cannery, and then I was born down there. You see, in 1904, the soldiers came that place to build the houses. It's still over there, just could. That's the time that the government told them to move away from that people on that village. Lots of people from Klukwan used to stay there. My daddy make house over there too. And after the soldiers come up, you know the practice of shooting?
Mm-hmm.
That's the place they have on that side. That's why they don't want nobody over there. They moved away. And then in 1905 I married. That church, you see the church over there?
Mm-hmm.
You see this man?
Mm-hmm.
They come up before we're born. And this one, they see in Klukwan. About 1900. They next to us, to our house, right down the village down there. He's got no wife, single, coming up. And then they invite us, who was the kids, my brother and me, only two. He called my daddy, brother, this man. One white man in Klukwan, they build a church house. All the Klukwan people built with them. I did see how many years he was here? 1916?
Mm-hmm.
He's got the kids, they're born, he says his kids over here. The younger one I saw, he's got all gray hair. And the only one I see it from moved from here, the old gray hair, but they told that somebody told her, her daddy, just like my daddy, they invite us every day before they get married. He don't want to eat alone next to us, the house, every day. Brother, my daddy named Matthew Johnson, I invite you kids, I'll take it with me. We don't know white men, we don't understand nothing. We don't read this word. No school teacher up here. And then they invite us, they learn us how to pray before we eat, and then they give something to eat. After we're through eating, he's got a book, some kind of books. He showed us, he told us what it is. Just like teacher, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm just surprised to see his son, all gray hair. How come you is not white? They asked me. I don't know why I didn't get to see 89 years now. I got my sister over there. He's got all white gray hair, but mine is still black. But I'm weak, I can't walk good. My body is weak now. 2 years now, I can't walk straight. When I walk funny. But I'll manage for 2 days downtown, just Saturday and Sunday and Monday. I know all these people just when I see him. See? His work against missionary. This is the third one. Fourth. Sixth. All I know the ministry is the Brownie. The house is the name Brownie, the Glacier Camp. Mr. Swanson. This woman, my auntie gave my name, my trinket name, this lady. Shaksa Nikik, my name trinket. He's got it. And this one, I know him. And this one, Mr. Fox Hartman. I don't recognize him when I just, how come Mr. Hartman isn't come up? He's over there. He's got whiskers on. I don't recognize him. Miss Hartman, this is the house I worked in, the Haynes house. And here's the workers, I work with these people inside the house. All this one too. I don't know how many they come up, three ladies I recognize. Miss Fisher. The other one from Sitka, Miss Miller, they work with me in his house. And here we are now. I quit everything. I'm too weak now. This is the property they got it. Let's see and see in. This is the new ones.
You moved back to the village in 1904? You moved back to the village here in 1904?
I was married up Chukwan, belonged to Chukwan. About 1920 he died. After 1922, I married a different one. Down in Haynes, at the time I moved down in Haynes. I stayed in Haynes for But 1954, I moved back here because it's quite up here downtown, and I do like it. That's why I move up here. I stay up here. Huh?
Is this different? Is this a lot different now here for you?
Yeah, it's quite place. That's why I like to stay up here, you know. I got some family down all different places. Grandkids, they want me to stay with them. I want to stay up here.
Are you still weaving? Do you still weave the Chilkat blankets?
No. 2 years I quit now. I can't sit 2 hours, you know. My back hurts, that's why I quit. I try to learn all, and the young people do like that job. I don't know why. Too much work, they always said that. I know it's too much work. You knit by your hand, you make yarn by your hand, and the inside thin by your hand. That's why the young people do like it.
How long does it take to make a blanket?
One blanket? 2 years. You know, my mama learned me in 1902. She showed me how to do it. That's why I call my mother. It's good mother. Anytime they go to church Sunday morning, he holds me. Come on, put your clothes on. When I grew up, I told him, I better stay home, Mama. No, you go with us. That's why I say I have a good mother. They show me what is good. I think that's why I live longer. See? I told the young people, you don't listen to your mama. You go fast. Now, this time they lend me that blanket and the basket and the beadwork. I know how. Now, this time, 5 weeks now, I lost my this one. I can't see good on this one. This one is okay. That's why I quit. I can't stop doing something. Sewing, beadwork. Anytime, now this time I just come back from the Celia lunch downtown and we just come back. So I lay down. I can't sit down like that. I try to do something. I hate to sit still. But I can't see now this time. I think sometimes I say, you cut my hands off, and then I sit still. Now this time they cut it off now. I can't thread the needle. I tried to learn the blanket, but nobody liked it. Crazy people, huh? That's a good job. They learned me 1902. I helped my mama. And then my mama died 1908. It's got the, you see the chest over there? The mm-hmm. old chest. Mm-hmm. Full yarn, everything in it from my mama. And he made the big blanket. They finished all the black and yellow around. He put my name in it. After he died, my daddy gave it to me. 1908, I finished my own blanket. You know how much? That's all, $50. For 2 years. A lot of work, huh?
Yeah.
And after a while, I don't know how many years ago now, they raised up the price. Raised up, raised up, raised up. Now, three blankets I sold it for $10,000 myself. But I didn't use the money. You know, I got pension. I work hard for cannery, laundry. That's the one I got my pension, you know. That's why I give it all my kids, my grandkids use it. Now this time I quit. I just surprised three times they paid for $10,000. All I give it to all my family. The last one I asked him, I invite over here. I told him, nobody said nothing. I pass it around over here. I got his names on it. And I asked him, you think you're going to do it for your grandkids? No, no, everybody say that, no. How would you think I am? Why didn't you say something? They're just laughing. But I'm glad, 1920, my first husband died. I got three kids. One I put in his house. He's just down there in his now. Over 60 years old now. And then I pay his, you know, pay by the month to take care over there. They went to Sitka, they college in Sitka High School. But I'm glad I'm done my job now. You know what I mean? Always I give the money, I give my church to all the churches. I used to sick in 1949 or something like that, arthritis. I can't get up from bed. I went to Juno, treat me, the doctor gave me medicine. They didn't help me. Swollen up my hands. And then my sister named Alice Sidden, he sent my name, I think you heard about Old Roberts. They sent my name over there. I don't know if she do that. And then my granddaughter called me from Sitka, Grandma, you better come up, I pay you fare. There's lots of doctor up here in Sitka. You come down and stay with us. He's working at the hospital, cooking, to help cooking. And I go down there on March. I stay down there. I can't use my hand. When I eat something, I just bite it. I can't hold a spoon. Pretty soon I got a little package. I don't know what it is. Little rickets in there, two rickets in there, and the letter. The letter says, sister, they call me, what's seen that man partner? Partner, I'm not gonna save you. God gonna save you if you believe from your heart. If you don't believe, cannot help you. I got it in my head. They have a little prayer cloth in it, white little prayer cloth. I put your name in a prayer list. I don't know how many people we pray all over the world. I got your name in there too. If you believe, God's going to heal you. They're going to help you. But this is the one I'm talking about. That's why I say, good mama. They show me what is good. I don't mix up with something else. And then I believe that they're going to help me. Pretty soon I move my fingers this way. 3 times a day you're going to pray. In the morning after breakfast, in the afternoon after lunch, after supper, 3 times. You put on your hands this cloth and pray for it. That's the way I do it. Pretty soon, move my fingers, I hold my spoon, I walk around inside the house. And then later on, he wrote to me, I think you heard about he built a university down there, that man.
You are listening to an interview by James Gordon with Jenny Clanott, a Chilkat Indian of Klukwan, Alaska, and last surviving member of the Eagle Clan of the Tlingits, who knows the art of weaving the Chilkat blanket.
I give it to my church. $100, he knows it. He's got the record on there. All the other churches too. $50 Salvation Army and Assembly of God, $50. My own Presbyterian, $100. Anytime I sold my job, my work, I give it to them. I don't want to forget what I pray for that. That's why I remember it. I'm glad I'm going to done my job. That's what I think about myself. I'm glad. Now this time, you know, I got a letter, they sent me a word. They told me what they're going to do this Saturday. And I thought, go down Friday, Mr. Cameron, I bring something. I can't do nothing. I belong to missionary down in Hayes long time ago. That's why I helped the missionary down there. I told them, I give you this money to buy something. I can't cook myself, you know, I'm too weak now. I give $50 to buy something for the people. You see, lots of people come up.
Could you tell us about how to make a Chilkat blanket?
How to do something? Yeah. That's why I told you there's lots of job. I buy the yellow cedar bark. You know the yellow cedar bark? He knows it. We got it from Huna. Not around here in Haines, no yellow cedar. Done in Huna and Sitka. I got it from Huna, one big, you know, eight box, about 13 or 14 in it. They send it to me. I pay $40. This month, right now, it's good, July. And then, before it's dry, you cook it. This time it's easy, you know, I use the pressure cooker. Before I use the tub, big tub, outside, build a fire underneath and boil. How many times to dry the water? Getting soft, just like silk. Just like silk. After you boiling, use a rubber gloves. Wash it. How many times you wash it? Clean. When I do myself now, you know, the washing machine, the Langan on, that's the one I use it. I put cloth around where the roll. I put it in. all the, what you call that, all the dirt squeeze it out. So it's easy to do. But before I wash it, how many times? After we wash it, we hang it up, dried it. Anytime you start, try to start the yarn, put it in the water for 2 nights, soak it. After soak it, you spread it. Dishpan. You use dishpan. You see, those threads around here, they do this way. See, cross on the right center. They're not tangled up. Put it in this pan. After you spread it, you twist it. You see how thick, skinny or thick. After you finish, you put it together. Put it together. And add the dishpan over here again. How many days? Long time. After you put it together, no more on this one. That one is full. The one you put it together, one line. And then you use a canvas apron. Canvas. Mountain goat wool. Put it on. Twist it, twist it, twist it. How many days? Go back on the other one again. The wool on it. Pretty soon no more this one. You twist it back, just like a rope. That's the way to make first start. 2 different sizes they make it. One, the end, the skinny ones. The inside one is a little bigger. And then after you finish, you measure, see, right here. 1, 3, and 3 fingers. Half blanket, big ball like that. You make 2 times, you make enough for 1 blanket. And the other end one is about that big, skinny, small size, the one outside, the edge. But you finish the yarn first. Winter time they do it. Any size, you know, the yarn, how skinny, big balls. I buy one, enough for 1 blanket, I still got it yet. And after you finished, you put the table or some boxes, put the blanket on, and then you pull it off right on the center. You twist it. Big scale. You tie something on, hang it outside dry. After dry good, you wash it. You wash it. After you wash it, you make ball again. Big balls. And then you start blanket. That's the way to do. Long time to do it. The young people don't like it.
What about the design? How do you determine what the design will be?
Just like that, you see? On a board. I make that kind of design. That's the one they pay $10,000. Rick Patton. The name on the two maker, you see, Johnny Mark. He's in Juneau. You know him. They make that picture. He gave it to me a long time ago. And I make that kind of blanket, just the one somebody buy it. You make sure it, you have a, just like a, narrow sticks. But this time I use it for, you know, the 1 inch on? Mm-hmm. That's the one that's easy, you know, how wide. You measure how wide the black and white. And I can't the string. You see the eye? The bottom one, the one is that the eagles on it. We counted this side and the other one, same. That's why they don't look no different. I understand that way. My auntie learned me how to count. All the other pattern, the other design, the same thing, you counted the other side, same string in it. Same string, that's why it's same on the other one. I make shirts too. You see some?
No.
Blankets, it's cat blanket shirt. Just like shirt. I make, I don't know, 6, I think. And then I didn't make much before because I got kids. After my own man died, just once a year I do it, not all the time. After the second one died, I busy. Somebody ordered, I'm busy. You know how much I make? In 1908, my own job I finished myself. 37 blankets I make it from 1908. That's a lot, sir.
Yeah.
But not much that blanket, you know, it's $50, $50. About 50, 1950 or something, they raised it up the price. But some people, the white people told me, you sell it too cheap, but I don't want to raise up myself. They raise up themselves. They buy it. See the 7 blankets all together I finished. And I didn't count the basket how many I make. And the beadwork, I do lots.
Do people want to learn that today? Do people want to learn those things today?
Nobody like to learn, that's what I say. Too much work, they say. 2 girls coming up from my granddaughter. Grandma, I want you to learn the blanket. Okay, I'm willing to do. You will come, you come up and stay with me, I learn you. They never come, I show him how. Oh, Grandma, that's too much. They never come back no more. I don't know who's going to do. One more down in Seattle. Naona Lindau, he wants to learn. I told her, come on, stay with me. I'll learn you how.
Ask her about life today, how she thinks, perceives life today.
Jenny, what do you think about life today? Is life today different? How do you think about life today?
What?
Is your life different today? Jenny, what do you think about life today? Is life today different? How do you think about life today?
What?
Is your life different today? The life here in the village? Different from the old days?
Yeah, it's different. I'm sorry. My daddy was saying, you people, don't get too old. That's what. Don't get too old. That's a bad thing. I think about what it means. We find out what it means. That's a bad. My ear can't hear good. And my eyes this time. That's the one my daddy was talking about. It's a bad thing. No good. To get too old. I think I give up now. Maybe I'm all right, I don't do nothing. Like my daddy and my mother, I listen to them. That's why I live that long. I know what it's good and what is bad. I understand. And I know how to raise the kids. My daughter died in 1946. She's got 5 girls. I'll take care of myself. But this time, we feel like I finished everything now. But I hate to sit still. Last night, about 10:30, I just cleaned up the kitchen, you know. I tried to. My oil's gone a long time, but they put it on. I got hot water, that's why I heard there was a boil coming in. I didn't hear he locked the door. I was, hey, I just want to say goodbye to you, that's why I'm coming. I look at him, is that you? Yeah. I can't sit still. When I gonna let, maybe I sent me to Pandey home and then I lay down. I can't do it.
You have been listening to an interview by James Gordon with Jenny Clanott, a Chilkat Indian of Klukwan, and last surviving member of the Eagle Clan of the Tlingits, who knows the art of weaving the Chilkat blanket.